Welcome to Mix Sunday Morning.
What a way to get started on Mix Sunday Morning. Hillsong Worship, King of Kings, and yes, he is the King of Kings. That is just one of his names. We'll be getting into more of that during this show today. Coming out of Easter last week, I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. I do hope that you did have a wonderful Easter. And at the center of it was the King of Kings, Jesus. And I hope that you just carry that throughout this week and whatever you're going through. I hope this show will lift you up. If there's anything we can do to pray for you, let me know. If there's a song, music, let me know. I hope that some of the words today will reach you, touch you. I hope the music today will reach and touch you. And not guide you to the artist or guide you to me, but to guide you to the King of Kings. Hey, thank you for listening. Let's just get it started this morning. Coming up right now, it's Mac Brock, Greater Things. You're listening to Mix Sunday Morning. The Worship Coalition, good, right here on Mix Sunday Morning on Alabama's Best Mix. Mix 106.5, thank you to Radio Alabama for giving me this opportunity. I'm just so humbled again as we're going in week after week. Thank you for listening. Hey, I want to thank everybody yesterday at Coosa Fest. I went in, and this is how God works. You know, I went in to display my woodwork with my friend Chad Phillips, and then Josie Barnett brought her shirts and air fresheners, and we had this really nice booth set up. And so I'm thinking all along, okay, I'm selling some woodwork. But the way God works, I talked more to people about this show, some potential sponsors, some potential guests who will be coming on in the next few weeks, potential new ministry opportunities. So don't thank God when he sends you somewhere. Just keep your eyes open, because, you know, for a minute, I didn't have mine open. I was going in, I guess you want to call it greed. I was looking to go sell my woodwork, and God had another plan. Yes, I am going to be building some things for some people, and that's part of the ministry. I love to do that, taking old wood and remaking it into something new, kind of like God does to us. He takes an imperfect person that could be thrown in the trash, like that old wood could be thrown away in the trash, and he makes us new. So it was great yesterday. Thank you to everyone at Coosa Fest who came up, and thank you for listening this morning to Mix Sunday Morning. Hey, coming up right now, it's Chris Tomlin, God Who Listens, right here on Mix 106.5. That's The Afters, I Will Fear No More, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Hey, God bless you for listening this morning. I thank you for tuning in. As this show just continues to grow and grow, all the glory goes to God. So let's just take it to him right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you again for another week, Lord, that not that I get to come, Lord, but for some strange reason, you use me to sit here in this seat. Lord, for our listeners, I ask that you guide them, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you that you protect them, that you will shine a light in this life, Lord, to keep us on the path to you. Lord, I ask for a hedge of protection around the listeners. Lord, I ask that you will send and command your armies of angels to watch over them as they go to and from school, work, the store, wherever they may go, Lord, that you will send a host of your angels to protect them. Lord, I ask you just to bless this show, Lord, to turn it into whatever you want it to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, I just believe in prayer. I believe that we just take it to God. So I encourage you this week to talk to him. Some people have come to me and say, I don't know how to pray. And it's really not, there's no script for it. We have the Lord's Prayer in the Bible, as I've mentioned before, but just talk to him. That's all he wants. You don't have to get down on your knees. You don't have to face the east. You don't have to do all these things. You can do it walking down the street. You can do it walking down the hallway at your house. You just, just open a line of communication with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hey, coming up, it's Toby Mack. Help is on the way right here on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Mercy Me, Even If, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Hey, let's dive into Mercy Me for a minute, and you'll probably be fascinated how they came up with the name of the band, Mercy Me, and actually it wasn't anybody in the band. It came from lead singer Bart Miller's grandmother. During his days as a youth ministry intern in a Florida church, concerned that he seemed to be home whenever she called, she used to tell him, "Well, Mercy Me, get a real job." And as Bart Miller said, so here we are with a name that reminds us that one day we have to get real jobs. And they've done a really good job at it. And I don't think they have to get a real job. 11 years ago, Mercy Me came out with a song called I Can Only Imagine. The song only has, listen to this, 102 million views on YouTube, 102 million times, I Can Only Imagine has been played on YouTube. There's been a movie about it. They are a tremendous band, and they seem to just keep up with the times. As things move in Christian ministry and music, they are on top of it. They're on top of their game. It's because God is guiding them and leading them. So that's Mercy Me. Coming up now, it's Phil Wickham, Great Things on Mix Sunday Morning. That's Elevation Worship, Rattle, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And it's one of my favorite songs. Listen to these lyrics again. Saturday was silent, surely it was through. But since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment is Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? Don't put God in a box. Don't limit what he can do in your life. Don't let Satan get a hold of you and make you think God doesn't have the power to redeem you, to forgive you, to set you free from whatever bondage you have. God is he's an all-powerful. He's not natural. That's why he's called supernatural. He can do things that we can't fathom. So Friday's disappointment was Sunday's empty tomb. We talked about that last week, and we're just going to roll it right into this week because that resurrection power, let it rattle you. Let it do something to you this week. Let you go to school in a different way. Let it take you to work in a different way. Let it change your attitude in your family. Let it just rattle your life and point it to God. Hey, coming up now, it's Unspoken, Start a Fire. You're listening to Mix Sunday Mornings right here on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. It's Mix Sunday Morning. This is Greg Wyckoff, your host. And coming off the last break, you know, I said don't put God in a box. Well, don't put Jesus in the background either. I'm just going to run through some names of Jesus and to tell you, this will just show you how big he really is. Here's some names of Jesus: Savior, Redeemer, Bread of Life, Lord, Creator, Son of the Living God, Only Begotten Son, Beloved Son, Holy One of Israel, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Head of the Church, the Almighty, Alpha and Omega, Master, King of the Jews, High Priest, Prophet, Teacher, Emmanuel, Advocate, Mediator, Judge, Chief Cornerstone, Author and the Finisher of our Faith, Lamb of God, Good Shepherd, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Word, Fountain of Living Waters, one of my favorite, the Rock, Messiah, True Vine, Branch, Bridegroom, Dayspring, Shiloh, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Bright and Morning Star, the Image of the Invisible God, I Am, Son of Man, Carpenter, the Way, the Truth, the Life, King of Israel, and Christ. Now, if one of those doesn't talk to you, you may need to go to the bathroom, get the Q-tip out, and clean the ears a little bit, because I don't know if there's anything out there in this world that tries to tailor themselves enough for you than Jesus. And it's just kind of, it's truly amazing that we don't just go to him. That's all he wants. Call upon his name. He is, in all those 50 names I just threw at you, he's one of those in your life, and hopefully more than one of those in your life, but he simply just wants to be Jesus to you. So let him. I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. I hope you're getting ready to go to church. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. That's Josh Baldwin, Stand in Your Love, right here on Mixed Sunday Mornings on Alabama's best mix, Mix 106.5, the Radio Alabama family. Hey, thank you for tuning in again. I know I say that a lot, but I really do mean it. I thank you for all your comments out when I'm out in public, whether I'm out at Walmart or, like I said yesterday, at Coosa Fest. And I didn't bring anything up. I never try to bring it up because I don't want this to be about me. And just all the people that came to me yesterday, the people that talked to me in the different stores, Home Depot, thank you for your interest and thank you for listening. As I said, as I keep saying, I am a unworthy candidate that for some reason the Lord just said do it. And so I do it for him. I hope you like the music. I hope you like what you hear between the music. And I hope you're having a super day today. It's Sunday. Coming up now, Zach Williams, Less Like Me, on Mix Sunday Mornings. One Sonic Society, Great Are You, Lord, right here on Mix Sunday Morning. And hey, we're wrapping up another show. Thank you for listening. Usually this last segment is set for a devotion. And in between breaks, I open my Bible up. And this is just how the Lord works. I'm almost without words right now. I opened up my Bible, as I said, and it opened up to Mark chapter 16. And in two pages, there's a lot of black words, and there's this little section of red, and it just drew my attention to it. And what a fitting message from last week in Easter and the resurrection, because in Mark 16, this is when Jesus appeared to the 11. And in verse 14, it says, later, Jesus appeared to 11 as they were eating, and he rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And this is what he said to them in verse 15. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes with their hands, and they will drink deadly poison, and it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. What a message Jesus gave the 11, and what a message he gives us. Don't doubt his power. Do not doubt what he can do. The only thing we have to fear on this earth is the Lord Almighty, that he will not turn his back on us. Trust God in everything you do. There is power. There is more power than I can explain, than I can read, than I can tell you, in the name of Jesus. Live in it this week. Live in the Word. Get up with a devotion every day. God bless you. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Mixed Sunday Morning. This is Greg Wyckoff signing out.